Last night, when the Mass of the Lord's Supper, of His Passion began, the Lenten season itself ended, we entered into a new season, a very compressed season, which we call the Easter Triduum, which then propels us into the Easter season and that great celebration of our Lord's resurrection from the dead, beginning tomorrow night with the Holy Saturday night vigil. I encourage you, please consider being here for that. It is a glorious celebration. And then continues that Easter day continues for 8 days, with it culminating with Divine Mercy. More to come on that tomorrow night and Sunday. We've just concluded 40 days of work, if you will. 40 days in which we, individually and corporately with our brothers and sisters in the faith, entered into the sufferings of Christ, His 40 days in the desert. So we too took our role in that, if you will. And for those 40 days, and now in a very powerful way, in this Holy Triduum, we do, in a sense, represent an historical event. We take our roles in it. And it is good that we participate, that we do things in Lent, that we do give up things, that we do add additional prayer, that we do seek ways to give alms to those around us who are in need, to share the gifts that God has given us. But it's not just a time of doing. I want to take you back to our second reading today. And it says that, It says, in the days when Christ was in the flesh, He offered prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save Him from death. He did certain things as was part of His mission given Him by His Father, the one that He freely accepted. But then it goes on and it says, Son though He was, He learned obedience from what He suffered. And when He was made perfect, note the passive language. He learned obedience from what He suffered. And when He was made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him. This time, this sacred Triduum, is now a time for us to, if you will, bring to fulfillment this great time of work. By what? By, in one sense, stopping. And now allowing God to work in us. This is not just our work, but it is God's work in us. It's not just historical. It is here and now. We're not just remembering something that happened. We're experiencing something that is happening now. How do we do it? Well, I turn to Our Lady as a great example. There, she is what I call the Queen of Receptivity. That now we allow God to speak to us, to work in us, to, yes, touch us. And there we have to be vulnerable. Right, married people? You have to be vulnerable to allow yourself to be loved. And so, it calls for a short homily so that we can allow time to just sit in the presence of God and be. So I invite you now to take a few minutes of silent reflection on Lent, on this Holy Triduum, and on the Easter that's to come.